Today is Sunday, February 23rd, 2020, and this is the New Moon Session. And for those of you who don't know who I am, this is Debbie Moran, and we're about to go live on Facebook as well. Okay. I believe we are live. So, Tanya, did you want to continue?
Yeah.
Nice. Okay. Did you have an intention?
Yes. I just feel a block. No.
Say that again.
Because of the recording, but that's okay.
No. What was that? So my,
no, I just felt a block because of the recording. And no, I have an intention. And that is to be really focused on purpose, to stay really aware of every thought, every emotion, to trust the flow, to trust myself, what flows through me. I have incredible life changes, just really deep.
Yes.
And to really, I'm in a very good place to just keep, to keep totally present, to stay present, and to share. And I also, there's this little element of feeling stuck. I'm aware of these very old patterns, and to really, really step out of that, to be really powerfully able to create all these visions I have and not keep them in the air. And I have been watching pattern where I'm making stories, and they seem to me really real, and things happen, but there's something there that that hasn't brought everything out I feel I want to bring out, and to really move through that and out of that into full alignment. I'm really seeing what hasn't matched me or what isn't anymore, and to really move and let me and be in alignment with what is meant for me. Yeah.
Okay.
And yesterday, very mysteriously, one of our guinea pigs disappeared. But we were
Wait,
in the
one
room.
Of your, one of your what disappeared?
One of my guinea pigs that I work with as well. But he was in our house, and he just disappeared. He's just gone. And so I've been, it has brought up like my old memories from when my brother died, and like when one sibling is gone, and how it is for the parents as well. So I'm just having something there around deaths, and just when something just disappears, the wish to want to know. There's like no closure, but it is, and to just trust it and let all go. So that just only just happened. I just wanted to bring that in. And I also have, while I'm here in the session, I have four guinea pigs lie on my body.
Nice.
They work with me in a lot of body talk sessions now, so I just want to bring them into. And I'm complete. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. That was beautiful. I'm gonna recap some of that just in case it was hard for anybody to hear on the live. And I'm gonna sit on my exercise ball instead of standing. So I don't know how much everybody heard, but Tanya was very purposeful in her share and wanting to focus on her purpose and going through many. And correct me if I misquote Tanya. Okay. Mm-hmm. To really remain focused on being purposeful, and also to bring to light these are my words, not Tanya's, bring to light any old patterns that are getting in the way of that remaining purposeful, as well as paying attention and giving, I'm going to say giving homage to actually your feelings in regards to the loss of your guinea pig and the loss of your brother, and just loss in general. And also, Tanya works with animals and does body talk as well. Thank you. Does body talk as well, and she is working right now with a guinea pig on her belly. I love it. Thank you. So, did that pretty much recap it, Tanya?
Yes, that's right. Thank you.
Nice. So, welcome everybody. Welcome everybody that's joined on Facebook Live. And welcome my friends on the conference call. Does anybody else want to actually state an intention for themselves? I have a couple of intentions that were sent to me ahead of time, and I can read them, or anybody is welcome to state their own intentions, because it's always good for you.
Well, this is Susan.
Hi, dear.
Thanks for your email. And reading, it's interesting. I kept trying to email you back all day and wouldn't send. But I know. Then I thought of the website for sending my list through. But I wanted to let you know, Sozo has some burning intention, and he's just pacing and making sounds like crazy. And for those that don't know, he's a blue and gold macaw. Or that's the body he's in right now.
Thank you.
But he's got something up. Oh, he's so much more than as you know.
I do, but thank you for reminding me. He's a blue and gold macaw in our eyes.
Yes, yeah, and Joey in our eyes, who's a Major Mitchell's cockatoo, is just sitting there looking wise. Not sure what. Oh, nope, he's starting to get active. So the birds have something.
Oh yeah.
But, yeah, I guess one way of putting, too, what I'd sent you is I feel like I'm like a time-lapse photography where you can stop something, like I'm in this mid-quantum leap place.
I love that image. Did everybody hear that? I'm going to repeat that. Are you okay with me stopping and repeating that?
Sure.
Susan said, and I'm seeing this image, she feels like she's in this transitional space, but it's like time-lapse photography, and she's in the middle of this leap. That's brilliant.
Yeah. It's internal and in the physical environment, because we're trying to sell our house to move.
Yes. I feel that. Do you want me to read what you sent?
Sure. Okay. You know, however you want to paraphrase.
Okay. Voice. All right. Yeah. You add or delete. And Luciana says, I feel the same. She's in you're in your time lapse frozen image as well.
I'll rather that company here.
You do. Well, believe me, you have a lot of company there. That's why I said I really love that image. Okay, so she's Susan, and do you want to tell about Joey before we go on? Because we talked about Sozo, but not Joey.
I find Joey a little inscrutable. Sometimes I can know what he wants to tell me, and most of the time I don't. I think I need to grow in frequency some more before I can really get him. I think he's just that much higher a frequency than I have gotten to.
What is his breed? I mean, what does he present himself as to us?
He presents himself as a Major Mitchell's cockatoo, and when I asked him, Major Mitchell's cockatoo, they're a small-sized cockatoo, and they're pink and white. And when I brought him home and I asked him what his name was, what he told me was Daka. So are you familiar with Dakas and Dakinis?
No, so tell me.
Okay, Dakini and Daka, they're a Buddhist concept of usually spirit beings
Dakini,
that come.
Dakini, Dakini. Okay.
They come to help you have a more experiential relationship with the divine when you're ready for them. And if they show up in a physical body, they're usually in a white body.
Nice. That's brilliant. And I can feel that with Joey. That's why I said he's a very subtle energy. And
yes.
And it's beautiful. So he does have much more to say. We'll see what he and So-So both have to say. It's interesting. He told you his name is Daka and you named him Joey?
No, he came with that name. A woman had been training him for 2 years. Major Mitchell's are known as being very difficult to get ready for a human household. And she spent 2 years with that. And she had named him Joey. And he could say it. He would say he'd say it in 3D words. So I just didn't change it on him since he was saying it. But I know he's Daka and he knows it.
Nice. I love it. I'm feeling so much animal energy here tonight already.
So-So did not come named, and he told me that was his name. And it's the Greek word for complete wholeness, body, soul, mind, and spirit.
Oh, that so fits.
It's the word used in the New Testament of almost all the healings Jesus did.
Beautiful.
I was expecting something Spanish, and he says, So-So, oh, you're coming home.
Exactly. Yeah, there are beautiful, beautiful spirits in bird's clothing.
yes, indeed. Very advanced ones.
They really are. So I'm going to read, and then you just add or delete, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Susan said, using the metaphor of growth in consciousness for growing out of nested boxes one by one, I feel I'm out of one box, but not yet fully aware of how I am now. What the experience of this larger box is, perhaps because I'm moving quickly through it to whatever the next one is. I desire to be fully open to being conscious of the deepest, most direct growth that I can handle with ease and grace. That is mirrored in our preparations for a move. I'm not going to say where you are. Or do you care if I say where you are?
It doesn't matter.
Okay, I'm just going to say, her husband Stan and she are in the process of selling their house. They decided to move to another place, and the place has been identified for them. And just partially because they want to have the availability for So-So and Joey. And So-So doesn't want to move. He's tired of moving.
Yeah.
I'm saying that just because she said So-So has been reticent regarding another move.
Oh, he is tired of moving.
Yes, and the house is reluctant to release him. I've been talking with those ensouling our house and land and all of Sedona. Well, now I just revealed where you are, Sedona. Seeking full permission to leave the Sedona area. My understanding is that we will be released here after April. And my desire is to be at peace and aware in the optimum flow and thus to proceed with ease and grace to the optimum next home for the four of us at the optimum time. Wow, I'm seeing all these other people joining. Thank you. In light of that, it is very interesting for me to observe that my husband and I have been having unusual and severe allergy symptoms, mainly ears and eyes. So historically, I've been tested for allergic reactions to the planet, like many people, grass, trees, weeds, mold, mildew, many foods, but they've been greatly reduced by time. My desire is for us to be at peace on all levels with this dear planet. Infinite love and light. Susan, So-So, Joey, and Dan.
And So-So, who doesn't want to move, also doesn't like the fact that he has to go 2.5-hour drive to see his vet. You may remember he's got a very severe heart birth defect. He's missing the membrane between the two halves, but he has a leaky valve that keeps the blood moving where it's supposed to go. So he has to have a cardiologist. And there are very few of them who see birds.
And right and I now, feel very two much and like hour, two and a half hour drive. Yeah.
2.5 hour drive, and he hates being in the car.
Yeah.
But he doesn't want to move. He doesn't want to move either.
He's like, what's the point of being on wheels when I have wings?
I know, but his heart will
That's
not
what support I heard him.
Yeah. So, yes, yeah, so somehow to help him have hope so he'll choose to stay in this body for as long as it's what appropriate.
I feel like we are going to work with his heart today.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Oh, and his liver, because his heart's so big, his liver is way small, so it's his liver is as much, at least as much of a problem as his heart.
Yeah, well, that would make sense, the wood fire element.
Sure does.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the fire is damaging the wood, actually.
Yes. So we're going to work with that.
Thanks.
You're very welcome. Are you complete?
I am, thank you.
You're welcome. Anyone else? Hello, everyone. I'm so excited. I'm seeing people who I've never seen on these calls before.
Hey, Debbie. Jackie's here, hoping for some healing.
Hi, Jackie. Yes, wonderful. Do you want to say anything other than ready for some healing?
No, that's good enough. I just kind of like keeping myself private right now.
I hear you, my dear. Sending you much of much love.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Anybody else?
Hi, Debbie. This is Angela, and I have Kelso here.
Hi, Ange. Hi, Kelso.
And I'll say this is probably the first day of this new year that he and I do feel healthy. So I'm happy to hear that. Yes. Yes.
I'm happy to hear that.
Yes. It's been quite a transition. I do love the image of the moving picture quantum leap that does feel... That feels about right.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah. Because it's like almost with this move and everything that's been going on, it's like a recurring death and surviving. And so now I'm looking forward at creating new life and thriving. And it seems like the right time of year for it. And I'm really ready for that to get started. I know this new moon is in Pisces, which is, you know, it's more watery. It's about the creative process, and I'm good with that. Let's create something really good. Because I was thinking through, I feel like I'm mourning the death of a previous life and a life before that and a life before that, and I stopped, and it was just kind of like, wait, what am I doing? Every life that I've created has gotten better and better and better and better. So I need to turn around and face forward and be looking forward to what's coming, what I'm creating. So that's really my intention for this new moon. Let's get started.
That's beautiful.
I was having a conversation with the universe reminding, hey, you know, it takes about 9 months to birth a baby, and we've been at this for 6 months, so I'm expecting these next 3 months to be just pretty fabulous at whatever's coming about. So, yeah.
Nice. That was lovely. I love what you said about mourning the death of all of those lives. And, yeah, I think often we're lopsided and we're always leaning backwards instead of standing tall and being present in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And just being simply grateful for what was and allowing what is to be and still requesting what we prefer.
Yes. Absolutely. Yes.
Nice.
That feels good. Let's do that.
Yay.
Yeah.
What's Kelso had to say?
Yeah, well, I feel like he's still adjusting. He has had quite an experience.
Yeah.
We had to remove some teeth, and that was a bit traumatic, probably more for me than for him. Yeah. And he instigated that. Like, he created that. It's one of those, okay, we got to take care of this right now.
Nice.
You know, so I feel bad because I feel like since I moved him, he hasn't had, you know, a great experience. It's really been one thing after another. And so it's just been in the last week or so that it feels like a lot of that has calmed down for him.
Yeah.
And he's starting to relax. And so I'm hoping that just continues for him. I really want him to have a good experience.
Yeah, he is, although I am feeling some tension in the throat and the heart, like almost some, like a little bit of anxiety and palpitations with all of the animals and many people on the call. So, it's time to just shake some of that free.
So my intention, wow. Hi, this is Norman. I had a very powerful session with myself yesterday where, you know, sometimes we clear out patterns that we picked up along the way from some parent or some person or some incident. And this one turned out, and it's a first for me, it's a pattern that I created myself. So it's a self-induced pattern that was very deep layered. And so it's a very unique thing that, like, oh, yeah, I picked this up from my parents. But this is like, no, I created this pattern, and I would have carried it on into my family and into the future if I would have not found it. And it was very profound, whereas I felt very much hurt by God due to a situation. And so my limit of becoming able and willing to be 100% in my life, I always felt like I was not able to. I always felt like I was stuck at 70, 60% kind of a deal. And so releasing this yesterday was a really powerful moment. And thank you, Debbie, for holding space. And my intention is to continue able to understand God's messages and able and willing to be guided and live as such. So that is my intention. Thank you.
Yay. Mm-hmm. You're welcome. Next. Okay. So, everybody on the call and on the live, take a moment with me and just either relax your eyes or gently close them. And let's take a few breaths together. And it's my intention to leave everybody on the call, leave the line open rather than muting. But if I need to mute, I will, in which case, if you need to unmute yourself, hit *6, okay? So, breathe. I'm feeling into the energy of everyone right now. And the energy looks a little like, well, if you have your eyes closed, you can't see this, but like it's leaning like a little bit. And maybe it's kind of like that image that Susan mentioned, that live leap and lapsed motion. And I am feeling like a lot of anxiety and hope. I'm feeling a lot of hope and a lot of fear about hoping even. So let's breathe into that all together, okay? So if you will, gently just breathe in through your mouth and in through your nose and out through your mouth and in through your nose and out through your mouth. And keep that rhythm going. And if you know body talk, tap your head, your heart, and your navel while you're breathing. Actually, and even if you don't know body talk, I encourage you to tap your head, your heart, and your navel while you're breathing. What that does is that brings a calming to your nervous system and connects the three brains, the head, the heart, and the navel. And allow yourself to just feel whatever you need to feel. And if you need to get up and move around and do that, then do. I feel like I'm needing to move around a little bit. And it feels like that's a bit of an unwinding in everyone's nervous systems. And also, there is a major, we're expanding and contracting at a deeper level. So as we exhale, I feel that coming in, and as we inhale, that expanding outward. So it's expanding and massaging the tissues and the organs and the diaphragm of everyone just to get things moving around. And right now I'm feeling with everyone, human and animal, this dynamic of needing to stretch my limbs or my wings and to rotate my head to open up a greater range of motion and vision in the senses and in our fascia. And now I'm going to the heart. I'm tapping the heart. I'm going to the heart. And I'm needing to link the heart to the third eye, the brow chakra. So it's linking the chakras of the heart and the brow chakra, but it's also linking and the third eye, you know, the third eye. So I'm saying the brow chakra, but it's deeper than that. There is something that we have not yet understood, that perhaps the ancients understood, but or perhaps they even misunderstood, that we are tapping into right now, literally, by connecting our heart chakra and our brow chakra. And we are also connecting the heart brain and the prefrontal lobe of the brain, which is the heart, is the part of the head brain that's most communicative when it's optimally working with the heart brain. And for those who don't know, the head brain is our thinking, computational brain that has all the formulas of what our body needs to do. But if it tells the body what to do and it's not connected to the heart, then there is a miscommunication and a misconnect. So things don't always operate optimally, because the heart is our feeling brain and it's also our relational brain. So it is the brain that says, oh yeah, I see that formula, but what about all of these other components? What about these other organs? What about these other qualities, whether it's the spiritual quality or the mental realm? So it points out maybe things that were missed in the formula by the head brain, so that the head brain can then tweak it, and then they can come together and it can happen. And then it comes down into the belly, into the gut brain, which is that visceral, fascial, let's make it happen active brain that actually brings things into life. Hence, we give birth here at the pelvic region and through that area. And it's tapping into that giving birth to new life. And new life does not necessarily mean a baby. And for whatever reason I heard, does not necessarily mean spitting out a baby. It means new life in terms of, that whole new life of what is possible, what is available in the infinite realm of creation that we have blocked out of our view, hence this third eye component. So there's been a block there. I see what in body talk language they call it. Hi, Trina. They call it a mind crystal. I say they. John calls it a mind crystal. So in body talk language, I'm seeing a mind crystal, a block in the pineal pituitary connection, in the third eye, the brow connection. And so we're needing to fragment that block to allow a new expansive way of being available. I don't even want to say seeing. It is going to encourage a greater insight. So we're really mostly focusing on insight, that intuitive guidance, but also our physiology, that intuitive guidance internally that says, okay, so what about how this is connecting, how this cell is connecting with this, how the liver is connecting with the heart. So actually, we are going to go liver to heart. Hello, so, darling. And we need to do a program on the liver. And for those of you who are, I'm just going to say it, whether you know or not. I'll quit saying for those of you who don't know. I'm just going to say it. So the liver everything has its own quality, its own purpose, its own function, its own shape, its own geometry, its own consciousness. And yet it is an interconnected consciousness with everything else, just like we are an interconnected consciousness with one another. The liver is very much the consciousness of planning and organizing. And it is the wood element, which is the fuel that empowers the heart. You know, just like we put wood in a burning stove to increase the fire, it's when it's working well, it is doing that, encouraging the wood element into the heart to give us plenty of enthusiasm, plenty of juice to be able to be present, to be able to breathe well, to be able to connect, and to be able to listen internally well to our inner guidance, that purposeful, subtle whisper that is our internal guidance. And when I say that purposeful, subtle whisper, sometimes people interpret it or hear it through a subtle whisper, literally through a voice. Sometimes that subtle whisper is just an intuitive knowing, where you get that guidance that says, go right instead of left. And you may not hear those words. You may just feel like your body leaning right. And you just follow that guidance because we have these bodies for that purpose, because these bodies are how we actually appear to be here. And in the appearing to be here, it's a blessing. And yet many of us have blinded ourselves, not many of us, our whole collective consciousness has blinded itself, which is why Amazing Grace is my favorite song of all time, because if you listen to the words without, you, it really is about that awakening to, oh, wow, okay, I am now present. Instead of carrying these blinders throughout my life so that I can only see this computer screen, or this windshield, or this TV screen. It's really about expanding our vision, expanding our heart consciousness, expanding our visceral belly ability to birth ourselves, And you'll see me shake. It's just, you know, animals, like if an animal gets stressed and if it gets in a fight, you may notice that it'll come out of the fight, or it'll come out of the discordant experience, and it'll get off. And what it's doing is it's resetting its nervous system. Thank you. I just felt again the presence of Sotso and Joey and Kelso and Mr. Guinea Pig. I have no idea his name. So it's just those energies and the expansiveness of the energies of the wildlife in the world. It's almost like I feel the wildlife in the world just kind of circling us, not in a predator-prey mode, but in a they're willing to listen. They're willing to be, and they're willing to receive. So, everybody just take another big breath in through the nose, out through the belly, and tap your head, heart, and belly. And I just saw like a solar, almost like a supernova explosion. And I feel that was not a bad thing. I feel like that was something just kind of exploding out of the way and making new, but not really making new, we're actually making more true, because we have, again, blinded ourselves up to this point. So we're also working out. The liver also rules the eyes. So we're also, I'm like massaging the liver on the right side of the body if you guys want to massage your own liver. And I don't know why my hand is up, but that's what it wants to do, so that's what I'm doing. So it's like, working with the liver in terms of sight, expansiveness. And wood is the energy of expansiveness. Not maximum expansion, but expansiveness. So it feels like, part of what I'm seeing with Sotso's liver and many of us is there is an imbalance in the liver, the wood element. It's either not producing enough chemicals, enough connections, or too much. So the imbalance is one way or the other with most. And actually many of us, it's erratic. Sometimes too much, sometimes too little. So it's like almost like, let's just burn everything up, or, okay, let's go into cold now. So it's actually acting, instead of with its expansive nature that the wood element is designed, is actually acting like the water element, which, well, actually not the water element, the fire element, which is maximum expansion. So, and actually in some of this, it's acting like, it's like the elements are just confused in our livers. And, well, actually throughout our whole bodies, but right now we're focusing on the liver, and then we go to the throat. And I'm feeling a restriction around the eyes right now, almost like there is a visor over the eyes, but it's metal. It looks iron, which is the metal element. So it feels like, again, with the elements, we're balancing out the elements. We need to remove that visor. So it's like unhooking it from the temporal lobes, which is our sense of touch and our heart. So it's a way of blocking our vision, our heart's vision. So we're going to remove that right now and just going to do it with the body talk technique. I don't need to go into detail. We're just going to remove that metal visor that's blocking our vision and restricting our ability to, again, contract and expand, and maximally contract and gradually expand to maximum expansion, sort of like the breath. And that is the metal element of the lungs and the large intestines. So, then I feel like this light energy, like just splashing, imagine you're splashing cool water over your eyes. And we're going to balance hydration of the fascia. I keep coming back to the throat. I don't know what's going on with the throat, but there is a choking. It's a choking off. And I feel physiologically, I feel the thyroid a lot and the parathyroid. Energetically, I feel the clamping. Okay, here's a clamping. It feels like a clamping of the head and neck. I feel a clamping of the voice and self-expression. Nice. Okay. I say nice not because of the clamping, but because we're removing that clamping. We're freeing the fascia and freeing the energy to allow it to flow between the channels and through the central vessel of the body. Now, going to the jaws, and I feel like there's something there with the mandible, not just the TMJ joint, but the mandible, and the mandible has been theoretically connected with genetic disorders, and the theory is they have way many more neurotransmitters here than are warranted to open and close your jaw. So, going here at the mandible, the jawbone, and it feels like needing to do a cellular repair. And it's a cellular repair. It feels like a recessed, I love this actually, this is the first time this has ever come up. And it feels like a recessed gene in humanity. And this recessed gene has to do with restriction. Has to do with restriction. It has to do with limitation. It has to do with the misinterpretations. Again, vision is showing up a lot. You know, vision, the way our eyes actually see is that our eyes see everything upside down, but our brain turns it right side up. And there is a recessive gene that's almost like an implant. Not almost like an implant. It is an implant. And when I say an implant, it's just a term. No worries. An implant, meaning it is something that we came in with in humanity. And I feel like it was designed to slow down our evolutionary processes, you know, a bit like what has been done with the world's authority figures and religions throughout the world, a bit like, you know, we're not everybody's privy to all of the same information. And so it feels like that was actually something that was implanted into our genealogy, and we're working with repairing that and actually removing that, they call it epigenetics, removing that tendency, removing that trait, so because it's no longer necessary. It feels like that frozen image that we all have of that time-lapse photo where we're en route somewhere and we don't know where, but we're going somewhere and we don't know where, or we don't know how, or we don't know what, we just don't know. And we're kind of feeling frozen there. So it's working with that to, because that image feels like it's directly related to that recessed gene, that implant. So we're working to repair that. Then we're going back to the heart. Feels a little lighter. And we are going to work specifically with Sotso's valve. If he lets me. Is it okay, Sotso? Yes. Okay. So it's really about working to that, you know, that part of that repair. It's like he came in. Our animals come to us purposefully as well. Everything is purposeful. And the animals that come into your life come into your life for a reason. The children that come into your life come into your life for a reason. So it's really about freeing him up, not in a way as it's like, it feels like freedom. Has always felt elusive to Sotso. And he's been okay with that because he came in committed. But it's taken a toll on his physical structure. Mm-hmm. And so now he's asking for support in terms of enhancing this structure of his physicality, his physical body, to repair that leakiness, to repair that disconnect between the liver and the heart, to repair that flow of energy that has almost been like he's been pumped with energy and blood flow into the heart, but not the ability to move it out. It feels like it's directly related to his presence as a bird not flying free. So bringing that some healing, bringing some light, bringing some presence to ease in his heart, ease in his body, and then linking that down to the diaphragm. Again, to get the movement, to massage the fascia, the organ systems. And I feel like there's some scar tissue there too. So we're needing to remove some scar tissue around the, between the heart and the pericardium. This is not just for Sotso, this is for many of us. And even if it's not physically for all of us, it is metaphorically for all of us, because it is very much about that overprotection, that restrictiveness around your ability to fully thrive and be here now. So breathing in that light and connecting that down now to, I feel, okay, now we're going in a different direction. We're going to the pelvic girdle. And it feels very much like in this area there is a weakness. And I thought it was at the uterus, and it is the uterus for women, but it is also for the men. It's almost like that abdominal cavity. There has been a collapse a collapse in tensegrity, a collapse in integrity in the fascia that is not allowing the bodies to be totally, not allowing the body to totally actually be in integrity, not allowing the body to be totally into full ability, not allowing the body to be able to feel nurtured and supported. It's really much about that groundedness, that rootedness. So it's in another way, it's like connecting from the top down, and we'll see where else we go from this, to kind of connect that fascial connection so that we can actually be strong, but not strong in a rigid, old, patterned, habitual sort of way, strong in a flexible, pliable, capable, adaptable sort of way. So that, again, so that we can have a greater range of motion to where we can actually see the world around us more clearly from a more integrated perspective, a more integrated perspective, as well as a more available perspective. Our old stories, our history, and many of you heard me say this, I'll probably say this over and over and over again, because I feel like we're here now to end history as we know it. History has been harsh, and many people say we're in a really critical crisis, bad time, and I don't agree. Actually, I feel like we are in a very expansive, evolutionary time, and we are all here to end history as we know it. And the reason it feels harsher to many people is because things aren't so easily hidden. And a lot of the things that are going on now have been going on for eons. Thank you. Have been going on for eons, since the beginning of time, actually. But they've been hidden. And what that did throughout our history, and this is why we're actually needing to breathe into open spaces in our bodies. So because much of our trauma is stored in the fascia of our bodies, and the more we breathe into the bodies, the more that is massaged, and the more that can surface to be let go. Not to be experienced as trauma over and over and over again. It's being experienced as trauma over and over and over again because it's been repressed. It's been stored. It's been frozen. It's been hidden. And when things are hidden, it's like when you're a child. If you see, this is an old metaphor, but I'm going to use it again. When you're a child, if you're in the dark, and somebody puts a coat rack in your doorway that was never there before, and they turn out the lights, and you see a shadow, you think, oh my God, something's there, and it's after me, and it's going to hurt me. So it goes into that fight, flight, terror mode. But if you turn on the light, you see it's just a coat rack. So all of this stuff, all of this history, all of these traumas, all of these stories that have happened to us throughout the years, and not even just that happened to us, but have happened to our ancestors and our ancestors' ancestors and all of humanity, because we are all related. We are all one. We are all one, literally, yet that is incomprehensible to our brains and to our minds. But we are all related, and that doesn't mean just humanity, but in the human genome, that dynamic of that implant we just removed was there to slow us down, to give us so much of an experience of things that aren't really who we are. And it's time for the veil to be lifted and for us to set it aside. And it's time for us to just let it lay over there till it dissolves. Not because it's bad, but because it's not useful anymore. And because it's time for us to wake up. It's time for us to remember who we are. It's time for us to be available to ourselves and one another and the whole of humanity and all of creation at a greater level. But in order to do that, we need to be able to be present in the moment. We need to be physically, tangibly connected and able to be available. So everybody, if you will, just take a few breaths with all of that and tap your head, your heart, and your belly. We're going to tap all of this in right now. Ooh, the liver is acting up while I tap. It's like giving me stabbing pain. So let's see what that means. I'm feeling a resistance to change. And that is showing up actually as anger. So we're going to work with the liver and all of the emotions in the liver. And I feel like there is an energy. There's another block in the liver. So we're going to go in and massage out that. So I encourage you all to actually massage your own livers on the right side of your body, right above the waist. I encourage you to massage your own livers so that we can literally, kind of like, well, energetically we're removing it, but also you can think of it in terms of massaging, milking it into the system, into the bloodstream, so that it can go through the bloodstream instead of being congealed in the liver. And congealed is what it looked like, a congealed pile of anger that had not been expressed from previous lifetimes, actually, not just this lifetime, previous lifetimes. And the theory is also this life's soul is housed in the liver. Many have probably heard me say before, that is why in ancient times, which is part of what we're here to heal, when there was a battle, often a warrior would eat its enemy's liver because the theory was it was eating its soul. And so we're releasing that energy and that charge from the liver and then adding diaphragm to intestines, and that diaphragm to intestines connection in body talk language is to facilitate the movement of the diaphragm and the releasing of, actually, it's not just the releasing, it's the facilitating of the movement of the emotions and the food, and the diaphragm is facilitating that massaging and that movement to get things moving, and then goes into the small intestines and large intestines and gets things to where you are digesting food, digesting life experiences, digesting emotions, and in the digesting of that, you are assimilating, sorting what is nourishment and what is waste, and then eliminating it. So it's digesting, assimilating, sorting, which is assimilating, receiving the nourishment, eliminating the waste, and integrating that whole process. And that's part of what has been stuck in our tissue because just because part of what's been stuck in our tissue. I just went, it's funny because I said because, and then I heard because of the wonderful things he does. And so, so that's my goofiness coming through, but it's also not my goofiness. It's a distraction that allows this process to actually occur into facilitating the integration, the receiving of this session and this work to help facilitate each of us coming together whole and holy. So we can expand healthily, fully, and consciously into our lives and into the lives of the world around us. We have a couple more things to do. I know we're a few minutes over. We're not going to go much over, but a few minutes over. So we're now working more on the faith. It's making me choke, actually. I feel like there is a mask. This is the way the hands are being held. There is this restrictive energy. So it's interesting, again, in body talk, we talk about the mask we wear. We're not these beings that we present ourselves to be. Like, we are much more than that, infinitely more than that. And yet, we all have these appearances and these roles that we play. And this has become very rigid in the head and in the face. And we're needing to do a restructuring of the tissue and the way we face the world. I'm going to give you a metaphor. Many have probably heard me talk about the heart, and often we take on a false heart, which is what we worked on earlier with that pericardium and heart, a false heart to protect ourselves because we feel like our real heart can be damaged, and our real heart can never be damaged. Our physical heart can be damaged if we continue patterns that are contrary to our own well-being. And so we develop this hardening of the pericardium, the protective covering around the heart, which is a false heart, and then we eventually have to break it. And so we've worked with that, and we've worked with doing that repair of the heart tonight, and we're also going to work now with the way we face the world and the way we present ourselves to the world. And allowing ourselves to be newly formed on all levels, emotionally, energetically, mentally, structurally, allowing ourselves to be newly formed. And everybody breathe and tap that in, please. And we're also balancing the senses with that sight, smell, taste, touch, hearing. And that's the way we experience the world out there and the way we experience the world in here, as well as the way we experience our intuition, our intuitive abilities, our insight, our subtle sense of smell, knowing where we belong, our subtle sense of taste, being able to taste the sweetness and all of the flavors of life. So many of us have a tendency toward bitterness or sourness or putrid experiences because those have been like yanking us in that past direction for so long. So it's expanding the subtle sense of taste, to be able to taste all of the flavors of life, to be able to smell when something stinks and you should avoid it, or it would be better, not should, I don't like the word should. When something stinks, you know, I don't need to go in that direction because I don't belong there. And when the subtle sense of smell is working well, you know where you belong, and you're comfortable wherever you are. The subtle sense of sight, insight. I have a vision of, it would be best if I do this rather than what I'm doing. Or the subtle sense of hearing that again says, go left instead of right this time. And the subtle sense of touch, that felt knowing that says, oh, I just know this is right for me now. Or I just know, oh, no, I'm not doing that. So it's working with those senses and working with those senses out there and working with those senses between the organs and the endocrines and the body parts and the cells of the body. And on a subtle level, the cells that we are, like we have cells in our bodies, but we're actually like a cell on the planet, in the universe. So it's the interaction of us with our world around us and us with our world inside of us. And us with our greater awareness of what we truly are. And doing a connection of those so that there is a communication network being formed and opened up and expanded. Between those different aspects and qualities of our being. I'm going to say one more time. Breathe and tap that in, everybody. And for those of you that weren't here in the beginning, it's tap on your head, tap on your heart, and tap on your navel. And that, my wonderful friends, is the end of the session.
Thanks, Deb. That was wonderful.
You're welcome.
I've been on here the whole time, but I've just been listening.
Who is this?
Taking in the healing. This is your sister, Donna.
Wow.
I just have a cold.
Yeah, but this is a miracle. Thank you.
I know, right? It's awesome. I love you, too. And everything you were saying, I'm like, oh, my God, she's talking about me. I got all this stuff. Like the head and the throat. And I'm like, oh, no, am I making her sick? But, yeah,
no,
it was amazing. And I love the birds.
Yeah,
I love
me
the
too.
And I love that saying about you saying how, why do I have to drive in a car when I have wings? That was perfect.
That wasn't me. That was So-So.
So-So, yeah. So-So is pretty cool. I'm liking So-So.
Lovely.
Oh, thank you so much. So-So just quit screaming and pacing and relaxed as soon as you said you were going to work on him. And
nice.
Once you did, he was so happily playing, and Joey's so relaxed now. And I want to thank Norman for his work in sharing it. I can certainly identify. I'm going to be pondering that line. Yeah.
Nice.
Am I limiting myself because of, yes, uh-huh. Holy God, let me down the past. Yeah, like that.
Wonderful. And Joey's work was in there, Joey. I heard you.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, he was just chirping and said, what about me? What about me?
Exactly. That's why I heard him.
Yeah,
and he was included
very...
in that work as well.
So thank you.
You're welcome. So, anybody else have any?
Yeah, just thank you, Debbie.
Thanks, Debbie.
Beautiful.
Oh, You're welcome. You're welcome, Ange. You're welcome, Kelso. And who else that was?
There's Jackie. Thank you.
You're welcome, Jackie. Okay. I'm going to take a moment and just end the recording. I think.